Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Foreign Minister Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein was recently criticised over his Big Brother remark during a press conference in Beijing with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Now, following the blowback, Hishamuddin released a statement that he was merely practising Asian values, and he said that he was showing respect for, quote, a more senior foreign minister and therefore considered an elder brother to him personally. Now, was this a major diplomatic faux pas, or were his critics overreacting? Over the next 30 minutes, we'll be speaking to foreign policy analysts about the dynamics shaping our China policy. Thomas Daniel joins us first. He's a fellow in the Foreign Policy and Security Studies program at ISIS Malaysia. Thomas, good evening. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Now, why do you think Hishamuddin Hussein's comment had created such an uproar in Malaysia? I mean, I'm wondering whether there's a particular sensitivity about this, particularly in a Malaysian context.
Hi, guys, and thanks for having me. It was an interesting comment. As to why it created an uproar, well, I think perhaps there was a realization that on the importance of Malaysia's bilateral relationship with China and how this relationship is being framed. China is a major regional power. It's poised to become a global power if it isn't already, and it's an important bilateral partner for Malaysia. And this is a very visible relationship, both from a domestic and international perspective. They are our biggest trade partner. They have a very visible role in some of the biggest infrastructure projects. Okay. And it's one of the countries that we have a territorial dispute with. But if I could just add one more thing, from a very objective perspective, looking at how politically fractured and how divided this country is from 2018 plays into it a bit, I think. So we see folks from both sides of the divide not letting a good opportunity to muddy the waters at their opponents' expense.
Okay. You said, Thomas, that is an interesting comment. Why was it interesting to you?
Well, what was really interesting from it was the sort of reaction it generated. In terms of the comment itself, personally, I don't think it's that big a deal. It doesn't impact the bilateral relationship at all. I'm pretty sure diplomats and policy practitioners whose job it is to manage the relationship were not confused and they know exactly how to do their job. So I think it's the reaction that was more interesting.
Okay.
Thomas, political scientist James Chin in The Diplomat, wrote a piece on this, and he said that considering Hishamuddin's, role in the MH370 issue and so on and so forth, that he believes that under this foreign minister, there is, in fact, a tilt towards China, despite the apparent public stand of neutrality. Would you agree?
I don't think so. But I think what Professor James mentioned is extremely interesting because in the sort of environment that I deal with, it's very common to see this perception of a tilt of Malaysia in favour of China. I don't know whether I agree with that entirely, but it seems to be the image that we're giving out, for better or for worse, and it's something that we might want to keep in mind.
Okay. Does the fact that China has a lot of investments in Malaysia, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, does that do anything in terms of shifting the balance of the relationship between our two countries?
I think it makes the relationship very, very valuable to Malaysia. China is Malaysia's biggest trading partner. It is an extremely valuable relationship, and especially in this environment, moving forward from the pandemic, a lot of policymakers here do see us working with China to work our way out of this pandemic. This figures heavily into the minds of policymakers and will influence how we structure our bilateral relationship with them.
Thomas, it's also been noted that, over the decades, Malaysia has tried to be, as it were, friends to everybody, right? A friend to everybody, both the US that used to underpin the security architecture of the region. And now as China emerges as a new force, especially in the South China Sea with its nine-dash line claims, that Malaysia is hard-pressed to maintain this neutrality. Do you see any thinking about how to recalibrate Malaysia's relationship, considering that China is increasingly demanding more loyalty or demanding a tilt towards it, itself, while on the other hand, we have now, you know, US maybe poised to return to the region with a clearer sense of what it wants to do here?
That is an excellent question, to which if I had the answer to, I would be extremely pleased. I think, for my perception, China has been showing a very, very different face to some countries in Southeast Asia based on how these countries manage their bilateral relationship with China. I think the overwhelming sentiment among foreign policymakers in Malaysia is that, despite the dispute in the South China Sea, and it is a very important, it's a very important dispute and a very important part of the bilateral relationship, the relationship is overwhelmingly positive. And this is something that I think both capitals would want to emphasize on and work on, so sort of compartmentalizing the relationship.
Okay.
In regards to what you first brought up, whether Malaysia should be friend to all, that is, again, extremely interesting. I don't know if that is the most practical approach. I mean, it sounds great when you sort of declare it as a matter of policy, but how do you implement it? That's another question altogether.
Right. Can I come back to China and it's the face that it's showing the world? And I'm wondering whether that face, that position has evolved, particularly looking at recent months. You know, there's been escalating tensions over the Xinjiang cotton. I'm wondering what that controversy, what that increasing tension tells you about China's relationship with Western powers. I've read comments by Chinese officials that say the era of bullying, to quote them, by foreign powers is now over. Are you seeing more assertiveness come up from China in the way they're dealing with the rest of the world?
I think China is being increasingly assertive, but it depends to who. Now, this narrative on bullying is extremely important. There's a lot of play on the narrative of China's century of humiliation, that it's not going to allow itself to be bullied by any external powers, especially Western powers. It's an extremely powerful motivator and a constant theme of nation building by the CPC itself. I think how it's been extremely strident against countries that sort of questions or that sort of interferes with what China sees as its core interests. What's happening in Xinjiang is one of them. What's happening with regards to how other countries handle their relationship with Taiwan is another one. These are extremely touchy issues for China. I guess another issue that really comes to mind is countries that question the responsibility and origin of the pandemic. You've seen China react very stringently against countries that sort of bring this up.
Thomas, I wonder if you can help us understand where foreign policy in Malaysia is made. In some countries, there seems to be a marketplace of ideas with journals, airing different perspectives on how that country might go about dealing with, its diplomatic relations. In Malaysia, is it primarily centered in the office of the foreign minister, or is it a strong prime minister? In the case of Dr. Mahathir, he seemed to have led the foreign policy initiative for his 22 years. Where does it happen in Malaysia?
That's interesting. When I joined this line of work, I was told very much that foreign policy in Malaysia, for better or worse, is largely a preserve of the elite. I think in my relatively short 6 years of doing this, that has changed somewhat. You are seeing the increasing democratization of foreign policy. You're seeing a lot more foreign policy issues being discussed out in the public. Now, whether this is an informed discussion or not is another story, but they are being discussed, and policymakers are being forced to take that into account, what the electoral sentiments are, for example. I think we saw this play a factor in the 2018 general elections. To answer your question, it's still very much decided at a very elite level, but the space is increasingly opening up.
Can I ask you a quick follow-up on that? You talked about public sentiment. I like the idea of this democratization of foreign policy. I'm not sure whether you think it's a positive thing or not. But what is the kind of public sentiment and public awareness specifically about Malaysia's relationship with Beijing? I mean, when the public backlash we saw, particularly online on social media, about the Big Brother remark, that seemed to get quite a lot of traction. But how would you say Malaysians' awareness about foreign policy or diplomacy, particularly with China, how much does that resonate with Malaysians, you reckon?
I think there is, there's been a baseline awareness of the importance of China as Malaysia's bilateral partner. There is general awareness that China is now, if not already a superpower, at least a major regional power. I think these things are very much ingrained in the mind of the public. And then you've got competing issues of how the Malaysian public sees Chinese investment in Malaysia. You've got people-to-people ties. You've got sort of the aspect of the dispute in the South China Sea. You've got Xinjiang, which can be potentially problematic to the relationship. It's a bit of a mixed bag. I think there is a realization that China is extremely important, which would mean that there will be a lot more interest into how we manage our relationship with China.
All right. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We really do appreciate your time and you sharing your insights with us. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
We'll be back in more in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned to consider this.